Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast, where we take a good article and make it gooder.
Okay, Brandon, here's the headline. Bernie Sanders grills ex-Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz about alleged union busting. We get this headline from MSNBC. The great Amelia Lucas. I believe this is a news article, but you might have a different opinion with your Mocha Mega meter.
This is, I couldn't even put it. I did a fair amount of research on Amelia, and she's a restaurant editor. So she writes about restaurants and eating. So I'm not going to give her a woke or a MAGA because I don't know. It's hard to tell. Really hard to tell sometimes. Some of them it's really easy to tell. Some of them it's really hard to tell. She's a hard one.
Let's get into this a little bit. Sanders, a pro-union independent that represents the great state of Vermont, has been putting pressure on Starbucks for more than a year to recognize the union and negotiate contracts with Unionized Cafe. He chairs the Senate's Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee. During the hearing, Sanders said the coffee chain is engaged in the most aggressive and illegal union-busting campaign in modern history. He also accused the company of stalling on collective bargaining agreements, betting that workers would give up and leave the coffee chain. Nearly 300 Starbucks cafes have voted to unionize under Starbucks Workers United. In total, the union has made more than 500 complaints of unfair labor practices related to Starbucks. Judges have found the company has broken federal labor law 130 times. I do like when we talk about unions, Brandon. Full disclosure, I am in a union. It both screws me and helps me. My question to you, if Starbucks treated their workers well, would they want to form a union in the first place? As me and you have talked about numerous times, Starbucks borders on being a utility in that there are so many of them, they have to have their bathrooms open.
Right.
They almost border on this, like they're part of the public good. Because
why do they have to have their bathrooms open?
There's some rule about, I don't know.
I don't think that's true, dude. You don't have to go to.
It is true.
You're positive. Maybe in the socialist state of California, they need to be.
I think they can't turn away people from using the bathroom. It's not a great job, right? I mean, it's not something, I don't think people want to work at Starbucks the rest of their life, right?
No, but people go to work for Starbucks and move up the chain, become managers, and some people say it's a really, really great job. So I don't know. I mean, I'd always heard that Starbucks took care of their people and paid them a lot.
You missed my point initially when I asked you, so I'm going to ask you it again. If Starbucks was a great place to work, would they want to unionize?
I think it's a yes and no. I think it ultimately comes down to this. And I was thinking about this when we were talking about this in context of this article today. It's a little bit like our Constitution. When the Constitution was written, the people that were writing were like, look, the government's great. They're always going to take care of people. You don't have to worry about anything. And then a big part of the population was like, no way. We have to write down specific laws that are going to protect. That's the Bill of Rights, the sort of protecting individual rights. So, on one hand, Starbucks may be great to their employees on the surface, but if something happens where the employee doesn't like it, what's their recourse? They can't do anything. Starbucks are like, you're out, you're fired, you're gone. They're like, what? I didn't do anything wrong. We need to cut costs because our shareholders need to make more money. So I think it's a both and. I don't know I've never owned a multinational corporation like Starbucks, obviously. Maybe if I did, I'd be more pissed off, but I'm like, is Starbucks going to lose a ton of money if they let their people unionize? Is it going to make the product worse? I really honestly don't know. What do you think about that?
Once again, I feel like it's a nuanced discussion. I feel like both me and you are saying the same thing. It's not an either or, but I do think if they treated their employees better, they wouldn't want to unionize. It's not a great job. In San Francisco, you got to let all the crazy people come in and sit there and deal with them.
Well, I did a little Googling on that, and you're absolutely wrong. They do not need to keep their bath. No business is forced to keep their bathrooms open. What happened was, in 2018, a couple of black guys went into a Starbucks in Philadelphia, and they were denied access because they didn't buy coffee. So they made a policy, you gotta let people use the bathroom. So that's a company policy. It's not a legal policy. But yeah, is it hard? I don't know. Service industry in general can be hard. People come in and be like, oh, there's sesame seeds on my bagel, right? I mean, that could be tough.
Okay, so listen, you usually give the historical context when we talk about unions. At one particular point in our country's earlier years, we needed unions because as bad as companies are now, they completely thought of people and workers as cattle back in the day.
Well, they still do. Today, they still think of that. I disagree with you. I don't think it was, okay, yeah, back in the, during the what is known as the Gilded Age, the Progressive Era, when you had these massive magnates like Carnegie and Rockefeller, and they were basically monopolizing industries, and like the steel workers in and around Pittsburgh, when they had the, I can't remember, the Homestead Strike, you know, where the Carnegie's sent in an army basically to shoot at the workers because they were striking. You know, the U.S. military went in and basically put down the strike. There have absolutely been times where workers need to unionize. Upton Sinclair wrote his very, very famous book about the meatpacking industry. And it shone the light on how bad these conditions were for workers. And the government wasn't doing anything to protect them. So the National Labor Relations Board, which is a big part of this article, and of course the right-wing pundits are like, oh, the NLRB is, it's a weaponized government conspiracy by the Jews, you know, whatever it is that they want to, whatever meme they want to throw out there on this in this day. But ultimately, let me ask you an honest question. This is a true question. So I'm not just trying to move the meter dial for you. Do you think that companies will take care of their employees if they don't have to?
No.
Okay, no. So then we do need a union.
Well, here's how I would say it. You know what I think the number one union should be in America is the government. If we just had a regulated federal minimum wage that was livable, people could have, then we wouldn't need unions. And by the way, if we had healthcare that everybody could have, we wouldn't need unions.
Well, that's very true. I mean, if people, well, you're saying if there was a national, you know, minimum wage, right?
And we national health care.
But they would still, okay, but they would still be able to lay off people if they didn't want to pay the minimum wage,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but by the way, you wouldn't need health care because government would take care of that.
Right. But you still got to buy your groceries. You still got to pay your rent. So jobs, I, it's a very fine line. I mean, we're a system that was set up as a, we're not a pure capitalist system, but we are a partial capitalist system. And we've always sort of fashioned ourselves as we've got this free market. Well, that's not true. It's not. We're not a free market economy. What we are is we allow businesses to try to make money. If the idea is, hey, if I do a good job and I create a good product and I do a good job selling that product, I should be able to reap the benefits of that. So if I take the risks in starting the company, I should not have to suffer because I did that. Because basically what the argument against unions is, if you unionize, you're going to limit what people are able to do and people aren't going to want to open businesses and it's going to hurt the economy overall. The opposite side of that, it says, hey, man, when you have a free-for-all and businesses can do whatever they want, they don't have to worry about working conditions. I mean, the triangle, the shirt, what was it, the shirtwaist factory fire in New York where all these women were burned alive and children burned alive because they're working in this factory and they actually chained the door shut so that this fire and these women, they have pictures of women jumping out of like this 30-story building in New York because it was unsafe working conditions. So yes, you're right. The government should step in, no question. But the argument's always been around the tension of, do we allow for a free market to decide or do we allow the government to decide?
So here's what I would say. If I was Howard Schultz, and I started a coffee company, by the way, entrepreneur, started a coffee company. It's been this big, wide success around the country. I would be ashamed for treating my employees bad.
Yeah, like, but they don't. Now, that's stupid. That's a stupid comment because they don't. They're not ashamed. If they were ashamed, they would do good things for their employees. But they're not.
But that's what I'm saying. I would be personally ashamed if I was Schultz.
Of course, but you're not Schultz.
I know, but it makes me disgusted. Like, my point of, like, Schultz, he's got billions and billions of dollars.
Yeah.
At the expense of all of the people that work for him. Wouldn't you want to be a person that owned a company and said, like, I take care of my people?
No. I built this company. No, because you don't understand how the market works. Dude, the second those shares drop, the second they're not turning a good ROI, they start getting heat from their board, and they've got to move that stock price up.
I totally agree. Listen, I think we're talking about the same thing. I agree with you, but I'm just saying if I was Howard Schultz, I would be ashamed at how I treat people.
Of course.
I would be ashamed.
But that's so my point is that the bottom line is always going to trump morals. Always.
Of course it is.
And that's the problem is that so on one hand, you could say, well, they should be ashamed. You're absolutely right. The company I worked for should be ashamed of how they handle their employees. They're ashamed of how they deal with their customers. They work with mostly nonprofits, and they don't even really care how the nonprofits are doing. It's all about a stock price. They pretend they do all this magnanimous thing, and they're so great. Yeah. They don't really care. The second the stock price takes a hit, all the morals are out the door, right? We got to worry about that. And they'll put lipstick on the pig. They'll dress it up and say, oh, we have to tighten the belt, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, dude, you made $10 million last year.
Yeah.
Say, I'm going to give back $5 million so that I could keep these people on because I care. It's really matters on that. And the argument would be, well, why should I give up my salary? I don't know, because you're making 8 trillion times more than your average worker. So the truth is, human nature and greed is always going to trump what's right. So
for sure,
that's what unions are for. They say, look, we don't trust you. You will not do the right thing. And they'll say, oh, but we do the right thing. No, you don't. Or there wouldn't be a union. There wouldn't be a need for a Starbucks union if Starbucks actually helped. Does it mean that unions are perfect? No. You and I have talked about this. People at your own job who are in a union don't work hard.
They're lazy.
Yes, they're allowed to be lazy and not work hard. So I don't know where it is. I suspect a little bit of a balance is in place. Number one, I do believe strongly there should be free healthcare in this country. That freaks people out. They're like, you know, and this is as a lifelong Republican, I still believe this, because I think it actually hurts the country if we don't have healthcare for people. I think it actually hurts us. We would be better off as a nation if we didn't have to worry about that stuff. The kind of money that we spend on basic emergency services because people don't have healthcare is ridiculous. So just from a pure economic standpoint, I think we should have that. The bottom line is, I guess I'm leaning more towards it's a case-by-case basis. Again, it's like me getting rid of the internet. You always hate me when I say that. I would probably make corporations illegal. It's probably another step I would do. No, and I'll tell you why. Because if Howard Schultz was ultimately responsible for Starbucks and it wasn't owned by shareholders, then Howard Schultz would have to make those decisions based on what was best for his company. He wouldn't be able to be hidden by the courts or protected by the courts because, I just work here. It's a corporation. You know, the corporation is, you know, they do it. I'm like, no, you do it. It's people that do it. So that's what I would do.
Brennan, I'd like to thank you for letting me buy you a grande non-fat oat milk venti espresso this morning.